Simon Shin Vav, and we're holding in the middle of Aleph. The Mechaber says the one could stand by the edge of the Tchum in order to bring his behema that's out of the Tchum after Shabbos, even though usually we said you cannot stand by the edge of the Tchum if it's nikkur. The reason why you're standing there is to do something after Shabbos that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's a problem of Tzachevtzcha. Here, technically, there's a way it could have been done on Shabbos. The Mishnah explains it would be burgenin, there'd be little like guards' huts, sukkas hashemrim, every approximately 70 amos. So that would extend the Tchum, it would extend the city in a way that you could have walked this area and gotten the behemoth back on Shabbos. Even though right now there's no burgen, there's no guards' huts, but since technically there's a way it could have been done, if there would have been guards' huts, so therefore it's not a problem being machshech for a dover or aser. The Shulchan Aruch does say, though, that if it's a behemoth that can't walk by itself like a baby sheep, you'd have to carry it, then it cannot be machshech al tchum at the edge of the tchum in order to do it after Shabbos, because it's obvious that what you want to do after Shabbos is something which you would also do on Shabbos, carrying a behemoth, because behemoth is muktzah, and not allowed to carry an animal on Shabbos. Siv Beis, if your behemoth goes out of the Tchum, you can stand by the edge of the Tchum and call it to come back in. Mishnah Berurah explains that the Chiddush is there's no gzera that you might go out of the Tchum to bring it in. We allow you to stand by the edge of the Tchum and call for it to come. If it's not listening, Mishnah Berurah says that you can have a guy bring it in, but you can't have a yid, even a different yid for whom it's within the Tchum, because he has a different Tchum than you, he started a Shabbos a different place than you. Any yid cannot bring it in for you, because the behemoth, habehemoth akil mekaragli abaylam, like it says in Siman Shin Tzai Zayin, your behemoth is your Tchum, since it's out of your Tchum, the behemoth is considered to be out of its own Tchum, and therefore it's also for any yid to move it, to bring it back to you. You could call for it to come on its own, or have a guy do it, but yid cannot bring the behemoth back to you once it goes out of your Tchum. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Kimach Shal Tchum, stand by the edge of Tchum to go after Shabbos, do something that's going to be a malacha, even if it's nikkur that's a malacha you're going to do, if what you plan doing after Shabbos, not malacha, is a tzarech mitzvah. Because chavatzecha asurim, mimtzach chavtzecha, but chavtzeh shemayim is mutter. And here, what you plan doing after Shabbos is something that's a mitzvah. For example, for tzarech ikala, or for tzarech ha-meis, to bring an aron, or tachrichim for the meis. You can tell your friend to be machshech in order to bring you these things after Shabbos. You can tell him go to a certain place tomorrow, and if you don't find it that place, go to a different place. If you don't find an aron, tachrichim for $100, go buy for $200. You just can't tell him a schum mekach, the Mechaber says. Spur explains that you can't tell him a certain amount that you shouldn't spend more than, because that's not for the mitzvah, they shouldn't spend more than a certain amount, that's for yourself. That you don't want to spend more than a certain amount, you don't want him to waste your money. So you can't give him a maximum how much he could spend. But if you just tell him to spend whatever it is, so then it's fine. You can tell him a certain amount, as long as you don't give him a maximum. Similarly, the Mechaber says that you can't tell him that I owe this person, let's say, 8, so go buy 2 more, then I'll owe money for 10, because that additional mathematics, those cheshbonos, have nothing to do with the mitzvah that you're sending him to go shopping for. And the Ramah says if there's no way to do it without mentioning it's chomekach, ultimately it's mutter because it's archa mitzvah. However, the Ramah brings different shita that's machmer and says that no, to speak out any numbers that needs chomekach, that's going to be in a way that it's going to be something that's beneficial for you, that part you cannot mention. Only something that's direct tzarech mitzvah. But to say it's chomekach, a max amount the person should spend, the other financial chesbonos that have to do with the mitzvah, if it's not directly for the mitzvah, the second sheet holds that's usher, even though it's a tzarech for the mitzvah. If it's not direct to the mitzvah, the second sheet holds in their ma that's usher. And this is how their ma paskins. So if Dalad, somebody hires a worker to watch his field for him or something else, so he cannot pay him for Shabbos. You can't give him Schach Shabbos. Since you can't pay him for Shabbos, no Schach Shabbos, therefore he's not mechayiv to work on Shabbos. In other words, let's say somebody you hire him per day. You hire him a certain amount per day, you're giving him $50 per day. So $50 per day. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every day he has to watch, he gets $50 for the day. Shabbos he does not have to watch, because since he cannot get paid for watching on Shabbos, so he never took a chayis to watch on Shabbos. Let's say you're paying him for the week, $350 for the week. Now it's obvious that the going rate is $50 a day. It's obvious that he's expected to watch Shabbos also, and you're paying him for Shabbos. That's fine. If you hire him per week, per month, per year, per Shavuot, over here means like a 7-day like Shemitah cycle, you can pay him for Shabbos, and he's responsible for Shabbos. In the first case, he's not responsible for Shabbos. If something happens on Shabbos, he's not responsible for the hefset that happens, because he wasn't willing to watch. On the other hand, he doesn't get paid for Shabbos. In the second case, he does carry the achrayus of Shabbos. If something happens on Shabbos, he is responsible. And in fact, if he doesn't watch on Shabbos, Shapiro says you don't have to pay him, even if nothing happened, because he didn't do his job. He could take off a 7th, if it's for a week, or a 30th, if it's for the month, from the salary. Now, the Ramah says that you hire him for the month, but you tell him, I'm hiring to work for me for a month to watch my field, and I'm going to pay you every day $50. So that's called Tzchir Yom. And then he's not responsible for Shabbos, and nor are you allowed to pay him for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains, since you could back out any individual day, that's why you said, and every day $50, so therefore it's considered like Tzchir Yom. The Mechaber says that you can hire him for 10 days. It doesn't have to be the week by the month. You can hire him for 10 days, and that'll be fine. That's called Bahavla. It's similar to doing for a week for a month. As long as it's not specific to the individual days, it's not a problem of Shabbos. He has to work for you. He's responsible to watch the Shabbos, and he gets paid for it as well.